Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports on your Saturday afternoon. And, you know, again, always on Verum Sports, we love to learn about the off-season developments of our mighty Hertfordshire Cheetahs. And, of course, to unpack the ever-compelling, ever-action-packed world of the NFL. It's joining us again this week, one of the stars from the Cheetahs is Connor Wilson, coming back to Verum Sports. How are you doing this evening, Connor?
I'm great, thank you, mate. How are you?
Hey, really, really well. And I tell you what, goodness me, we'll chat all things Cheetahs as we always do. But you must be stoked. International Series, I know you were there at the wonderful Tottenham Hotspur Arena, and your mighty Carolina Panthers did the business, didn't they, last weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great game, great atmosphere. You know, a lot of the Carolina players came out afterwards and said it felt like a home game, which I think's a real big thumbs up to, you know, the way the NFL is heading in this country. You know, to make these players feel so welcome and make the atmosphere so great, I feel like, you know, it's a real good showing of what we can do in this country. And I think it was a great game. I think everyone enjoyed it. Maybe not if you're a Buccaneers fan, but it was a great day all round.
Do you know what? Absolutely. Again, I was very lucky to be there last year. And again, the carnival of the NFL. There's no other sport that does it quite so just guns are blazing. It's all action, but all entertainment. They understand the fusion between sport and entertainment like nobody else, don't they, the NFL?
Yeah, absolutely. You've got the flybys in the US, you know, with the planes going overhead as the national anthem reaches its crescendo. And I think it's as much as a spectacle as the sport, and you know, people don't like the stop-start nature of it, but they do stuff to keep you entertained during the stop-startness of it. So, you know, it was a great day, and like you say, it's a great sport to be involved in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's on the up and up. No questions about it. Again, a great result for your Panthers. Bucks, I thought, I'm not yet sold on Jamaeus at QB for them. Shows flashes of genius and then kind of blows hot and cold. Certainly not convinced he's what you, I guess everybody's seeking, which is a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's coming up to his contract year, which means he's finishing his rookie contract and he's going to get signed. And it's really the time as a quarterback you need to show your worth. And unfortunately, he just hasn't done it in the past sort of four seasons. So same goes for Mariota of the Tennessee Titans. They're in the same draft class. Mariota was drafted first overall. Jamaeus was drafted second. And, you know, they really haven't shown the glimpses of or even the sustainability of a franchise quarterback, unfortunately. But there's no doubt, you know, good quarterbacks are few and far between, so it is very much a hit and miss situation.
I tell you what, though, I will give credit to the Bucks because I thought the overall swing of the match, Panthers, you know, looked really, really strong, looked dominant in every phase. But as we always say, NFL, you're never out, it isn't over. And they hung tough, unfortunately, well, depending on your perspective, couldn't get back into the game, but made sure that, again, the Brits and the international crowd were treated to a real barnstorming, as always, highly competitive game of American football.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great game, good scores. You know, you had some great touchdowns there, and, you know, the fourth quarter, even though, you know, the Panthers were 20 points up, it got to the point where, you know, the Buccaneers scored a couple of touchdowns. I started to bite my nails a little. I was a bit nervous. Just didn't want them creeping back in. But luckily, we held strong. And I think, you know, like we always say, the fourth quarter on a Sunday evening of that fourth quarter of football is very, very reminiscent of the back nine of the Masters. You know, it's really intense. It all comes down to this. And, you know, if you're going to get into football, I really recommend just watching, you know, the last 15 minutes of the game, because that is really where storylines are told.
As the Yanks say, gut check time, isn't it? And to be fair to your Panthers, held tough, got it going. I'll move up to 4-2 in a very competitive NFC South. I tell you, in that very division, so impressed with the organisation, literally, of the Saints. I know they've got so many weapons, but when you lose a bona fide, not just franchise quarterback in Breeze, but a sure first round Hall of Famer, I thought they were going to dip off. Not a bit of it. 5-1 are the Saints, but my goodness me, it looks to me that NFC South is going to be a barnstormer to follow all season.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got, you know, the Buccaneers who are kind of trailing off, but they had a really good draft. But the Saints, they're infuriating. You know, like you say, Drew Brees goes down, and you know, I thought this is our year, this Panthers' year to, you know, win the South back. But then Cam goes down, and then I thought, okay, the Falcons will step up, but the Falcons really haven't. So it really is anyone to play for, you know, in that sense, because at any given moment, you know, Teddy Bridgewater can get found out from the Saints, and you know, it can really swing it either way. So it's a really good division, really competitive, and you know, as we would say, any given Sunday with football.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk quickly now about a massive move. One of the kind of all-star players, great cornerback, a kind of almost a one-man island, as they like to say, Jalen Ramsey, a bit disgruntled with his time at the Jags, has got his move. Khan, their supremo, was almost saying, look, you know, we want to keep him, we'll do what we can. Money talks, so do draft picks. Moves across to last year's, you know, Super Bowl team, the Rams, who have lost three straight for the first time in their new head coach's tenure. So they'll be delighted to have an elite player coming in at the cornerback position. What's your thoughts on the winners and losers in that big trade?
I mean, it's a huge trade. You know, two first round picks are big money. Like, I think, you know, the equivalent of football of that is kind of like the first £100 million move. You know, two first round picks getting traded is just unheard of. And I think it's good for everyone all around. You know, the Rams are in that win now kind of mode. And I feel like, you know, bringing in probably the best cornerback in the game is a really big win now move. And you know, the Jags, unfortunately, have been in this kind of rebuild mode for the last sort of 5-6 years. So, you know, the more resources they can gather to put into their franchise going forward, I feel like that's a great move. And, you know, the Rams are always going to do well with that win now mentality. So they're not going to be high draft picks. They're not going to be, you know, first and second overall. They're going to be around, you know, the 20 and lower mark. So it's still a first round pick. You still get two of them, and it's going to be huge for the Jags. But I definitely think the winners, because they're going to push for a Super Bowl, I think, are the Rams in that situation.
I mean, it's so critical, isn't it? A player that can literally take out one area of the field, can go man on man with pretty much any wide out in the league. It's a rarity, and at the end of the day, that's why they paid those big dollars. And we'll see how it maps out, as you say. Rams seeking that win and now attitude. From my perspective, being a quite happy Niner at the moment, but keeping it toesies on terra firma. One of the only two unbeaten teams at the moment that has to be said in the NFL. I'm kind of hoping that it doesn't map out, but we'll see how it evolves. But moving on, though, again, no international series this weekend, but still two coming back to Wembley over the next 3 weeks. Exciting, we'll build to that. But the NFL never stops. No way, Jose. Saints, Bears, massive one. We've chatted about the resiliency, the great coaching of the Saints. I really backed the Bears, and I was disappointed with their efforts recently here in England. Mac, for me, one of the best players in all of football, certainly one of the best defensive forces, was, I thought, almost a non-entity in his Wembley appearance. Bears slipped to 3-2, but, you know, tough to back against them. I think this is going to be a great, great game. What's your take, Saints Bears, late one on Sunday?
Oh, I've got no. I could see what you're saying. I just feel like the Saints' game plan is going to be on point to stop Mac offensively. So they're going to say, you know, make sure we get two men covering Mac every time. So I'm going to go with the Saints purely because they're going to outsmart the Bears. But it's going to be a great game. You know, with Trubisky being back, I feel like the Bears will have a chance to put up points. I think it's going to be an exciting game.
Another one then I wanted to pick up with you. Two of the historically huge teams in all of football. Eagles, Cowboys, 3 and 2 Eagles, Cowboys slipped to 3-3, but are laden with weapons. Again, in this time of the year where you are building towards kind of the business end, still plenty of football ahead, of course, another defeat for Cowboys makes it tricky. So I'm going to back them purely and simply for that reason and that reason alone. But I mean, historically, this is a great game. And again, if you've never seen football before, do give this one a chance. I think you're in for some fun. What's your take?
Absolutely. This is one of the biggest rivalries in football. You know, it's up there with the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears in my mind. And I feel like I'm going to go Eagles here. They've got the quarterback. They've got Carson Wentz who's playing well at the moment. They've got, you know, the speed threat in DeSean Jackson and the big threat in Alshon Jeffrey. So I think that with the O-line as well that the Eagles have got, I don't think that the defense of the Cowboys is going to get enough pressure. So I'm going to go Eagles on this one.
Hey, good shout. Like I say, I just think it's going to be an awesome game. Again, I'm going to slightly veer Cowboys, but purely and simply on that sort of aspect of borderline must win. But, you know, again, any given Sunday, I can see, you know, it just being an awesome game. Check that one out. Now, irrespective of how awesome always the NFL is, it's always awesome to learn about the action off the field of the Cheetahs as you look to build on ever-renewed successes. Just as a reminder, if this is the first time you're listening to Connor and one of the awesome Cheetahs outfit, last year they got in their first season back up a league, almost made playoffs, had a winning record, so tremendous foundations there. Right down, under-17s, third in the whole nation. Women's team just doing great guns, flag football. It's an absolute beautiful, professionally focused, but family environment. Connor, tell us again, dates in the diary, get us there. I want everybody listening to just embrace the Cheetahs. Tell us more.
Cheers, Tony. Yeah, it's a great family atmosphere down there. We're always developing these young men and women. So, you know, if you want your kids to get into a new sport, you're not sure what it is, I mean, come try American football. We do, like, unkitted flag football if you're worried about the danger, which is completely understandable, which is just a load of fun, good way to keep fit, and gives you a taste of the sport. But we also do contact for ages 13 and upwards, female, male. So our rookie day for the youth and juniors, which is 13 plus, is this Sunday. Head down to St Albans Rugby Club at 1:30. And then, you know, in the coming weeks, we've got the senior rookie day if you fancy trying out yourself. Anyone's welcome. If you just want to come try it out and, you know, find out if it's for you, if it's not, no problem. You found some new friends to watch the NFL with on Sunday. No one's gonna hold judgment or anything against you. It's just a nice family atmosphere where we just welcome everyone. So if you fancy trying out, come down.
Awesome. And as always, Connor, we love following you here on Verlam Sports and really appreciate you being real great, family orientated but professionally minded team. I love that fusion. How can we learn more on social media and online?
If you want to find us on Facebook, just search for Hertfordshire Cheetahs AFC. Twitter and Instagram, it's at Hearts Cheetahs. And if you have any email queries, just info@hertfordshirecheetahs.com. And we're very, very quick at responding on Facebook Messenger. So if you do want to find out something immediately, drop us a message on Facebook and we'll get back to you shortly.
Awesome. Connor, great to chat to you. Enjoy that. Well, I'm sure will be a well-attended, excellently organised and fabulous day for one and all on Sunday at St Albans Rugby Club. Get there for 1:30. Find them out across social media. Again, appreciate your time as always, and have a great NFL weekend to boot, buddy. Have a good one. Thanks.
Cheers, Tony. All the best, mate.